the airwaves toll free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's the Wednesday night edition, and that means it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us via the phones, via email. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. But seriously, I'm still way, way behind in catching up on emails. So if you don't get a response right away, be patient. We're going to talk about, we got a lot of things on the plate tonight, as always. Vermont town has voted to impeach President Bush. That news on the way. Plus an update on the cop that shot the military man three times. We mentioned him a couple nights ago. I believe that was out on the West Coast. And some outrageous new campaign restrictions are being proposed in Washington, D.C. Just stunning. We'll share those with you and more all coming up tonight. Man, what you've got a politician who's running for office, someone running for office proposing a death penalty for gay people.
Apparently.
We'll find out about that. And let's start things out tonight. Let's start with the cops tonight. Jason here
sounds good.
And just an amazing article from the Tampa Bay area.
Yes, it comes from the heart of Tampa, as a matter of fact. We have a Tampa police sergeant. He's awaiting discipline now in four internal investigations that he may have violated motorist Fourth Amendment rights. How did he do that? Manipulating traffic signals.
What?
He electronically manipulated traffic signals so they would stay red longer, and he had control over it. While the light was red, cars are sitting at the intersection.
Right.
He would check their license plates.
Oh. Was he in his vehicle at the time, in his patrol car, just sort of parked at a gas station on the corner? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
So he would leave it red. He would check their license plates.
Right.
And let's see, his quote: "The tag come back clean. I turn it green."
Cool.
He's pretty clever.
Yeah. Well, kind of a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights in that he is essentially detaining people at these intersections.
Okay, so they weren't being searched and seized, but they were being unlawfully detained. Actually, detained without their knowledge, even.
Indeed.
They just must have thought, gosh, what's wrong with this light?
Why isn't this thing? And then there's a cop sitting there, so you can't just run it.
Exactly.
Yeah, good point.
Quote, what he's done is set up an electronic roadblock to check people's records without reasonable suspicion of a crime and without probable cause.
Well, now, people are, the cops are always checking records. I mean, as they're driving down the road, if you've got a cop behind you, chances are good he's running your plate.
Well, sure.
So they do that frequently. So that's not the problem. The problem is that he withheld the green light, essentially, from these people for as long as it took for him to run all of their plates.
That's right. And what a shifty, sneaky practice.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize. I mean, I'd heard rumors that there was some sort of device that you could shoot. I'd heard that the ambulances had it, for instance. You could shoot at the, like an infrared ray gun or something. What is it?
Strobe.
Oh, it's a strobe light. Okay, infrared strobe. And
I don't think it's infrared.
I believe it is infrared, but if you can correct me, 800-259-9231. But I heard the ambulances had it, so if they're driving down the street and they're approaching a red light, they can have this strobe on, and the red light has a sensor on it to where it will turn green because it knows the ambulance is coming, and it'll just, you know, it helps traffic out, and that's a good thing. But in this case, I didn't realize that the police actually had their hands on these devices.
They have the ability to manipulate traffic signals as well.
Well, does it mention here that this is something that every cop has in the Tampa Bay area?
Or? No, apparently this guy was a rogue cop in these actions. Sergeant Gene Strickland, who is apparently, he is really screwed up because even his fellow policemen are not happy with him.
Really?
Publicly not happy with him. Quote, "If you hold someone for longer than a light cycle, the police have in essence detained him. It was a gray part of the law, and I didn't feel comfortable with it." That from the police chief in Tampa, Stephen Hogue.
Indeed.
They are angry with him, and with good reason.
So they are actually going to press some sort of charges or have some sort of disciplinary action here?
There are investigations underway.
Now, I wonder if, it doesn't make it clear, but I wonder if he'd actually caught anybody with an outstanding warrant or something like that.
He was asked whether he issued any citations based on these this dubious practice, and he said, I can't recall.
Because the reason I ask that is if you were caught by a cop breaking the rules, essentially, wouldn't that mean they would have to throw out whatever it is that you were caught for? So, for instance, if, you know, you had a warrant out for your arrest and he discovered it by this illegal practice of withholding people at stoplights, would that negate the fact that you were caught for a warrant?
wonder. I would think it would.
I don't know whether it would for a warrant. It doesn't seem like it to me.
But that he wouldn't have found out about the warrant had he not been engaging in this illegal practice.
Precisely.
I'd sure like to see, I understand where you're coming from. I'd sure like to see the case law.
By the way, I'm being told by our board operator who knows these things that up in Minnesota, at least, every single police car also has these infrared flashers.
Wow.
That can control traffic lights.
That's wild. Well, apparently the reason for the Sergeant Gene Strickland doing this, what caused him to do this, is there was a high number of car thefts in Tampa, and he wanted to crack down on it. Guess how many stolen cars he nabbed?
None.
Not a one.
Oh, my goodness. 800-259-9231. Your comments on bad cops. Well, here's another bad cop for you. An update, actually. California Sheriff's deputy whose videotaped shooting of an unarmed Iraq war veteran caused a nationwide furor. That caused a nationwide furor. Will be charged with attempted manslaughter. So, thank goodness somebody's finally leveling a charge at one of these bad cops. It does happen from time to time, and here's another example. This is good news that they're actually charging this guy. Ivory John Webb was taped in January shooting Elio Carrion after a car chase in Chino in San Bernardino County. The car crashed, and Carrion, who was a passenger, seen apparently obeying the officer's commands to get up from the ground when Officer Webb shoots him three times. And I think we actually played the audio from this on Free Talk Live. Indeed, in the videotape, the man was on the ground, and he was speaking very clearly to the officer, saying, "Look, man, I'm, you know," and he was a passenger, by the way, mm-hmm. in this car. "Look, man, I'm in the military, I'm on your side," and he's being ordered to get up, and he says, "Okay, I'm getting up now."
Yeah,
and
he was telegraphing his movements.
And you know, you would do when you have a gun pointed at your head.
He didn't put his hands in his pockets real quick or make any sort of fast motions. He just slowly started to stand up, and halfway through his process of standing, the cop shot the guy three times. Luckily, a bystander was nearby with videotape, with a video camera, and they passed that on to local television channels. The cop, in this case, has been on administrative leave since the incident and could very well face 18 years in prison if he's convicted. Carrion, age 21, an Air Force security officer who'd recently returned from Iraq, is now recovering from wounds to the chest, shoulder, and thigh. So the deputy is not going to be charged with attempted murder. However, he will be charged again with manslaughter. Attempted manslaughter? Yes, attempted manslaughter.
What a weak charge.
Well, now wait a minute. At least it's something. I mean, normally in this particular case, the cops have their buddies making excuses for them back at the department, saying they're going to investigate it, and no charges are ever brought, typically.
Well, there isn't usually videotape up close of
what
happened.
That's true. Good
right.
point.
Otherwise, if there wasn't, I believe Elio Carrion would have, it would have been a very different picture painted of this man.
That's a great point.
It would have said, oh, he was coked up as hell, and he was going crazy.
Yeah.
He was swinging at the officer.
Right. That's how it always works. In fact, we've read plenty of stories where eyewitness accounts were involved. Eyewitnesses saying that the cops were shooting people in the back, but since there was no videotape, they took the cops' word for it.
Well, you think of it's obvious when somebody's been shot in the back, that's where the bullet came in.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't seem to matter.
Well, a cop can claim that he was firing over his shoulder
or something. They do
that! Hot dog in it.
Yeah, it's just outrageous. So, sort of good news. By the way, the driver of the car faces charges of evading an officer and drunken driving. So this poor guy, passenger in the car with a drunk man, which is obviously not a good choice to be making.
No. Sure.
Of course, he may have been drunk, too. Who knows? Maybe the guy who was driving was a little less drunk. I don't know. But nonetheless, he certainly did not deserve to take three bullets to the chest and the legs. Poor guy. 800-259-9231 coming up. You make a call about whatever's on your mind. Also on the way, gay people, will they be banned? Will they be outlawed against? We've got somebody that wants that. We'll tell you about it. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty.
The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with me.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We invite you to take advantage of our archives. We've got lots of them. 11 months worth of the show. We give it all away to you for free at freetalklive.com. It's right there on the front page. There's no logging in. You don't have to jump through any hoops. There's no amount of money that you need to be separating yourself from. It's free. freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We got an email coming up from over in Norway. Going to tell us about the silly restrictions that they have on fast food. But first, let's talk about gay bans, gay outlawing. What is exactly going on here, Manwich?
Well, it's a crackpot running for U.S. Senate. And
okay.
I'm not saying this has a big effect on people's lives or anything like that. Does sort of show some of the crazies out there and what's wrong with democracy. what's wrong with our representative republic.
Okay.
Suppose this guy got elected. That's all I'm saying. Just imagine for a minute. He's running. It could happen.
Sure. In what state?
In Ohio.
Okay.
The story's out of Toledo. Merrill Kaiser Jr. is a trucker by trade, and he's hoping that his next journey takes him all the way to Washington. His goal is a seat in the U.S. Senate. But first, he has to make it through the primary that will determine which Ohio Democrat will be on the November ballot. The Fremont man is causing some controversy with one of his beliefs. He tells News 11, homosexuality should be a felony, punishable by death.
Whoa!
Woo!
He's a Democrat?
Apparently.
Wow. Seems a little unusual.
Just like we have laws against murder. As though homosexuality is hurting anyone.
Yeah.
That isn't trying to be hurt, at least. We have laws against stealing. We have laws against taking drugs. Now, that is a fair comparison, laws against taking drugs, because that doesn't hurt anybody.
Right.
We should also have laws against immoral conduct, Kaiser says.
Based on his moral system.
Yes, his moral system, because certainly not one of the gay guys' moral systems.
Right.
Yeah, because,
wants to kill.
Yeah, wanting to kill other people, I guess, is moral in his book.
Yeah. It's all right. They were being immoral. Let's kill them.
Killing fags for God. You touched another man. You can't do that. I wonder how he feels about lesbians.
It would be interesting. It doesn't actually say, he just says that homosexuality.
We should get this guy on the show.
Oh, no.
Can you work on that sandwich?
No.
See, I want you to post that article so I can get his name and location.
Let's see if we can get this guy. I've been posting all mine.
I know he's a trucker, so probably be hard to get in touch with him. But
we'll get him on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll send him a check for his minutes. I don't care.
So he wants to outlaw gay people.
Make it a felony. Punishable by
kill him.
Right.
He doesn't want to outlaw. He wants
to kill him.
Take him out.
Yeah.
Gay city.
Kaiser has no political background. Thank God. He says the only reason he's running as a Democrat is because that's how he's registered the last time he voted. So he's like not a tried and true Democrat. It's just the way he registered the last time.
Okay.
Kaiser will face Democrat Sherrod Brown in the May primary. I'm not one to vote for Democrats, but Sherrod Brown's my choice in this one.
Right. Well, it's a primary election, and then, of course, if he passes the primary, then he'll go on to face the Republican or Libertarian or whoever else is in the main election. I suppose we'll do our best to keep our eyes on this particular campaign. If we get any, if we get any news about who won, we'll bring it to you.
Well, I sincerely doubt this guy's going to.
Maybe
we do seem to get a lot of these moral folk stories out of Ohio.
Well,
you never know.
I don't think any state can claim a exclusivity on religion.
On people like this. Well, it seems to me that he would have had a better chance in the Republican primary, but maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just how I feel. Maybe I'm totally wrong about that. But we'll keep
it. Seems like it's the Republicans that are standing against the homosexuality marriage ban and all that
right.
stuff. Nobody's going to want to kill people because they're gay and practice gayness.
Yeah, at least they only want to ban gay marriage. This guy wants to ban gayness altogether.
Yeah, he wants to kill them.
He should go over and hang out with the Fred Phelps, that Fred Phelps guy.
Yeah.
They're pretty busy, and I think he'd get a lot of support from his church and his people. Fred Phelps, who has been actually taking his church members and attending military funerals across the country. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
He's actually going there with signage, and they're picketing funerals. Apparently the reason why is because they say the soldiers are fighting for an army that represents a country that accepts homosexuality. Talk about a reach.
Yeah.
I mean, the military itself has an anti-gay policy, don't ask, don't tell.
Well, it's not exactly anti-gay.
Well,
it's
anti-gay if we know you're gay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And they've kicked plenty of gay people out since that was instituted.
Right. So he's protesting the military because they represent a country that accepts homosexuality. So if this guy, who you're talking about in Ohio, I forget his name,
Merle Kaiser.
Mr. Kaiser. Mm-hmm. If Mr. Kaiser gets elected, then people like Fred Phelps will be very, very happy. I mean, then that'll be evidence that the country no longer accepts homosexuality. In fact, they're going to put them to death. And you pointed out, man, which this is a great example of how it is that the representative republic or democracy could be very harmful. Right?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, if this guy gets in charge, he's going to introduce all kinds of ugly legislation.
Right.
It's not. It's just not good. Once you allow people, to vote on what happens to other people,
right.
then you've got yourself some problems.
Yeah. In this case, if this guy gets elected and some other people that are of similar mindset, because he'd have to pass a bill. I mean, even if he got elected, he'd still have to get the other people in the Ohio House to get this done. But even if a majority of people were to think that gay people were to be put to death, that certainly doesn't make that right.
Merle Kaiser thinks that it's right. And if there were enough Merle Kaisers out there, we'd be killing gay people because we're a democracy.
Well, it's outrageous.
It is outrageous.
I would hope that if something like that were to come to pass, I would hope that the gay people in Ohio would move away.
I think they would.
Instead of even fighting it.
He's running for U.S. Senate.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I missed that part. Yeah, U.S. Senate.
Oh, I kind of thought he was just running for a state house or something.
Remember, he's driving his truck all the way to Washington?
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, my. Oh, my. If you've got comments there, 800-259-9231, and I doubt that anybody listening feels this way, but if you think that gay people should be put to death, if you feel the same way as this guy, Mr. Kaiser, we would love to hear from you. We'll give you plenty of time to explain yourself.
Oh, yeah.
800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231.
I think that Merle Kaiser should hook up with Fred Phelps, and that way they can spend their quiet time deep tongue-kissing later.
Very, very cute. So, yeah, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. I presume that he would also put people to death that violate any portion of his moral code. Maybe it's not just that he's anti-gay. Maybe he's anti-people touching teenagers.
Premarital sex.
We've got a story.
Gypsies.
Yeah, we've got a story tonight, actually, about a couple of kids. Last night we had a story about a 17-year-old who was videotaped having oral sex with a 15-year-old, and now he's got 10 years in prison as a result of it. Well, in a related story, there's also a story tonight about how there were a couple of guys that apparently had sex with an underage girl. One of them had sex with him. The other one was videotaping. And now the guy that was videotaping is facing child porn charges. But both of the people having sex were legal. They were of legal age to have sex, but not of legal age to appear in pornography.
That is weird.
We'll explain that to you coming up. 800-259-9231, and I think Mr. Kaiser would probably want them put to death as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So I want to talk a little bit more about this guy, this nutcase in Ohio. And then we'll get into the child porn. And we'll talk about Norway and their roller burgers. You'll find out what that means coming up.
Burgers.
Yeah. But this guy, what's his name, Mr. Kaiser?
Kaiser.
A truck driver by trade. He wants to run for Senate, U.S. Senate, mm-hmm. in the state of Ohio. He's running as a Democrat. He's in the primary process right now, so it's between him and another guy. And he is actually running on a platform of moralism. He has his morals, and he wants to enforce them by law. He wants to enforce them with penalty of death if you violate his moral code. And part of his moral code includes that he doesn't like gay people. So if this guy was to get into office and get his way, which is fairly unlikely, but if he were to get his way, he would put gay people to death.
Now, just for being gay.
Right. Now, can you imagine how this would work? I mean, if he actually got through and had some sort of bill passed and President Bush signed it into law, can you imagine how this would work? I mean, people would be snitching. All the anti-gay people would be snitching out all the people that they thought were gay. How would you go about proving that the individuals who were in question were actually gay?
Perhaps he would try to set up a system by which they would classify people as straight or gay, like put it on your driver's license or whatnot.
Well, I would hope that the American people would revolt. Just if this happened, that would be it. No. No. We're not killing people for homosexuality. And that would be, you know, the weakening of the government to the point that we need.
What are the estimates? I mean, isn't it an estimate of 1 in 10 or something like that? People are gay people?
It's difficult to know. A bunch of different numbers.
It's difficult to know because
it depends on where you live, I suppose, as well.
That's true.
Like if you're in Key West, I mean, the ratio is
pretty high.
Yeah, probably 1 in 3.
Right.
But it's difficult to know because all these numbers are put out by pro-gay groups. I've heard numbers as high as 1 in 3. Ridiculous.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I think you're probably right.
That means one of us is gay. Who is it?
Why are you guys looking at me? Got a wife.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's a sham.
So, I can't imagine that anybody else out there would think this way, but if you do think that gay people should be put to death, 800-259-9231, but just trying to even fathom the enforcement provisions on this is mind-boggling. I mean, how you would go about actually doing this. And also, what about the hit to the economy? I have attended Pride Fest here in Sarasota, where we do the show from, and I'll probably be attending it this year as well. It's an event for gay and lesbians to kind of gather together and have themselves a little celebration and a party and cross-dressers on stage singing. It's quite an entertaining occasion to go to, even as a straight person. And I look around there.
You
don't
act a little gay while you're there?
No.
Just a little?
Some people might claim that I, anyway. So, being there, it's a lot of fun, and interacting with these people is interesting because a lot of these individuals have their own businesses. Some of them are very wealthy. And so if we were to just start executing gay people, this gay genocide, it would really hurt the economy. These people contribute to the economy just like everybody else does. They don't hurt anybody. And how somebody could even have it in their head to think this way, to think that we all put them gays to death, is just so intolerant and so outrageous.
It is outrageous.
Does he think he's in the majority? Does he think there are other people out there like him?
I'm sure there are, but
here's what I think he thinks. I think he's, in fact, a clandestine gay, militant gay activist who
really?
Wants to get into the news to show how ugly intolerance is and to have people pull
lash
back
out against
way.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing a great job.
Yeah, if that's what his plan is, it's going to work.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not his plan, he's an idiot.
He's just a moron. It's quite an interesting theory. We'll definitely keep you up to date there. Let's go to the phones to David in I think this is Louisiana. Yes, David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
I completely agree that if he's using some kind of a reverse tactic or psychology, that's, you know, it's working. As you just said, this is outrageous. I mean, you have the right to say anything you want under the First Amendment.
It sure you do.
Protects all freedom of speech. However, if you're putting yourself in a position of power or jockeying for a position of power, mm-hmm. you have a responsibility to the public that outweighs that. This is outrageous. This guy, if he really means it and he gets in power and tries to do this, that is attempted murder. That is not legitimate freedom of speech, and nothing points to the utter senselessness of our victimless, consensual crime laws than this nonsense. I mean, there's a book that was published by a guy named the late Peter McWilliams. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yes. Ain't nobody's business if you do.
Exactly. And people need to read this. We need to get rid of these damn victimless crime laws because it actually opens the door for outrageous like this.
Absolutely. It is time to end the war on drugs. By the way, Peter McWilliams was a gay man, as I understand it.
Yes.
And he was a pot smoker to boot, so he was engaged in two victimless activities.
Well, there's also prostitution and
gambling.
Right. Now, I can't see how any of these things, they do hurt people, but they mostly hurt people because they're illegal.
Right. It's just the primary harm, or maybe all of the harm in some cases, comes from the damn laws themselves, which aren't really law in any meaningful sense, but, you know...
They should enforce them like they are.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's because there's profits in the enforcement of these laws. I mean, these police departments, they have half of their budgets go to the Vice Squad.
Oh, yeah.
The DEA wouldn't exist if it weren't for the war on drugs, so they have a perverse incentive to never win the war on drugs. They have a perverse incentive to never take all the prostitutes off the streets. David, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. Great points. 800-259-9231. You know, you mentioned the other day on the show, man.
That's how a radio caller is supposed to be, all put together, ready to go when they call in.
Yeah.
Point from the beginning to the end. We didn't have to coach him. Nothing. Great caller.
He was a fine caller.
Yeah,
you know,
was.
Man, what you mentioned the other day, we were talking about prostitution, we were talking about sex stores, XXX stores, and you suggested that we should put them all in a red light district. Well, one of our listeners had a response via email,
right.
And it's a perfect time to bring it up. You can email ftl@freetalklive.com. Alex says, hey, guys, just heard you talking about this red light district concept. Man, which just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Denial of reality is a very unhealthy way to think. Advocating a red light district just adds to the mystique of the pornography that the Puritans are trying to hide, much the same as the prohibition of drugs creates a mystique about drugs. If the businesses are relegated to operate within certain physical boundaries, it should be on a voluntary basis and not forced. Forcing an unpopular minority to live and work within a certain part of town is blatantly fascist. Don't call it a nice name like Red Light District. Call it what it really is, a ghetto.
It's blatantly less fascist than what we currently have.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, we don't have a Red Light District now. And blatantly less fascist than that.
Less fascist than allowing people to have their businesses wherever they want? Huh?
Well, it's worse. It's not letting people... Is that happening right now? Are people allowed to have their businesses wherever they want?
No.
Okay, then it's blatantly less fascist than that.
But in general, you can still open up your sex shop
on
a major street.
Until the Puritans vote you out.
He says, making it a voluntary affair might prove to be beneficial by grouping together like-minded individuals, like a free state project for porn. From Alex in Ohio. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Bill is on the line. He wants to put people to death, too. Except he wants to put Christians to death.
Oh,
we'll talk
Ooh.
About that. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can encounter the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have been added to the Shrine that have sent us their photo, and in the photo, they validate themselves. They prove that they listen to the show, and that usually means holding up a sign or something like that. There's actually some other creative ways that the ladies have engaged in this validation process, and you too can be added to the Shrine, ladies. So all you have to do is send us your validated picture. We'll add you to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. By the way, over the weekend, one of the validated Shriners is going to be moved to the Hall of Shame.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm not going to say which one. We'll find out over the weekend, but they have been outed. And so if we're proven that we were fooled, then we will move them to the Hall of Shame, which is where they belong.
How disappointing.
How did we get fooled?
Somebody managed to pull the wool over our eyes, and so, one of our other Shriners was the one who outed her.
I can't believe it.
So, well,
now, is it a picture off the Internet, or is it someone they know?
It's off the Internet. Wow. In fact, it's off of some sort of photo catalog or something like that.
I can't wait till Johnson's in here, because, oh, my God, I work with Photoshop every day. There's no way you can slide anything past me.
Well, no, I don't think everything has been past Johnson's approval, so therefore it may not be. It's not his fault.
Still, I would have thought we were fairly adept at picking out the shamers.
But anyway, we'll find out who it is over the weekend. So visit the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. All right, to the phones we go, to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
How's it going, guys?
Good,
hey,
sir.
Bill.
What's up?
Well, you know, it's good to see that people are taking an interest in the political process. this guy wants to become a congressman so he can put all the homosexuals to death.
He wants to be a senator, yes, a U.S. Yeah. senator.
Well, I want to be a Roman senator and put the Christians to death so that I can feed my pet lion. I mean, turnabout's fair play, right?
Well, I'm glad we've moved past that point in history.
Have we?
Apparently not too far.
Exactly. I mean, this is what these people want. And I think that we should make them realize exactly what it is they're asking for. They want whatever it is that the majority wants to be law.
They want government to have the power to put people to death simply based on a sexual preference.
Well, I don't know about they. They might be Christians, or they might be anybody.
Meaning people like Mr. Kaiser, Mr. Fred Phelps, and there are others that think this way.
Well, I mean, what about nationality or religious preference or, you know, some heretical idea? We've put people to death in the past for those kind of things.
Yeah, those Irish are drunks. I think they should
exactly.
all be put to death, too.
Yes, and they breed like rats and you know, take our job.
It's pretty outrageous. Now, what do you think? I mean, I can't imagine that there would be enough people that agree with this guy to even vote him into the primary, have him win the primary. I can't imagine that. But I think that people like this really just should move together and get together in their own state. And then they can pass all the draconian laws that they want to, because I just think that we can't get along anymore in this country. I mean, what do you think of the idea, Bill, of moving people with similar ideologies to different states?
I think it would be an interesting idea. However, I don't think it would work because it seems to me that the people that are the problem are the ones who want to stay in one state with everybody else and tell them what to do.
Hmm.
You know, if they move together with like-minded people, we wouldn't have the problems that we have in society. They wouldn't want to tell anybody what to do because everybody around them would already think like them.
So in that case, you agree that it is a good idea, though, because if that were to happen, we wouldn't have these problems anymore. They'd be getting along with one another. Of course, then they'd probably start picking out little things about the other sub-denominations of Christianity that they don't like and demanding to outlaw this version of Christianity or this version of Christianity. You guys, you Baptists, you dunk people's heads in that holy water. We can't have that.
I think it's the Church of Christ that doesn't doesn't sing in church.
Really?
Weird stuff.
Outlaw it.
See, I was told when I was a youngster, a young little churchgoer, that singing was like praying twice.
Yes, I was taught the same.
You
I
were
think
not.
Most,
really?
I was taught that word for word.
I never even heard of that before. Bill, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Amp the program and join the Free State Project.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, he's talking about AMP, the Amplifier program. You can go learn more about that at amp.freetalklive.com. But yeah, can you imagine that? A whole state of Christians all moving together? Because there is the Christian Exodus Project,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which is indeed a movement of people, I'm going out on a limb here, people who think similarly to this guy.
I don't think that's fair.
I don't think that most of them would come out and admit the those sorts of thoughts, but all of these Christians are going to be moving into South Carolina, and they're going to pass all kinds of laws if they get in charge and create themselves a little theocracy and secede from the Union, and, you know, more power to them. I feel sorry for the individuals that are in that state that wouldn't agree with the theocracy, but they could leave as it was growing. They wouldn't be, you know, wouldn't like they'd be putting up a fence around the state and preventing people from leaving. Go, just get out. I mean, if these Christians are coming in and you don't agree with them, move up to the free state or move somewhere else.
Well, one thing I've noticed is that some of the better places to live in the country are dominated by liberals.
What do you mean by that?
Just some of the places I'd rather live. I'd like to live in New York City, L.A.,
Why?
San Francisco.
Ooh.
Well, I like cities.
But San Francisco just passed a handgun ban.
That's my
There's
point.
There's a handgun ban in New York City as well.
That
you
is
like
my,
that?
No. That's my point. Some of the best places to live, some of the San Francisco is some of the most beautiful country in America.
So wait, you're not factoring in political laws, and you're talking about physical beauty?
I'm talking about options as far as a city goes, you know, different things to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about, you know, the weather, the, you know, what it looks like, you know, those kind of things.
Yep. The Pacific Coast states, pretty
really
stuff.
Good looking. Okay. 800-259-9231. So outside of all the political stuff, they're nice places to
you
live.
You never leave your house, so it doesn't matter to you.
I've seen New York City before, and it's an ugly-looking place. More coming back. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. We'll talk about roller burgers coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. We've got thousands of posts, over 89,000 posts for you to surf around through, 1,200 people interacting. It's all for free on our website at freetalklive.com. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. And this one came in from, let's see, Shane. He's talking about his the country he's living in right now. He actually is from America, but he's spending a semester in Norway, some sort of school transfer program, something like that. Anyway, he's been a podcast listener for a while, and he says, you may not know much about Norway. It's a country of only about 4.5 million people, and unless you're a winter sports enthusiast, it's pretty easy to just overlook entirely. In fact, the only reason for someone like you to pay any attention to the country is because, in my humble opinion, they have a few of the most asinine government policies that I have heard of recently. This particular email has to do with their sin taxes. Norway does have a fairly relaxed view of alcohol consumption. For instance, their drinking ages are lower than America's, and the government stays out of your business, for the most part, about the issue of drinking.
If you had to stay indoors as much as they have to in Norway because it's so cold, yeah, you'd think that drinking was a good idea.
So the only time they get angry is if you drink and drive. Based on that information, it doesn't seem like it's that bad of a place at all. However, the reason they're so willing to let you drink up is not because they see the futility in trying to regulate such substances, but because the sale of any alcohol stronger than light beer can only be bought from either government shops or merchants who are licensed to sell alcohol for the government. So in Norway, alcohol, hard alcohol, if you will, is government dealt. Needless to say, this government monopoly in the industry creates outrageous prices, which are usually around twice as much as similar products in America.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the story is one you've heard at least a thousand times. As a result of these governmental regulations, there is a growing industry for moonshine and other black market alcohol products, of which the ingredients and manufacturing techniques are unknown and can be very dangerous. Next is one of my favorites. One time on a road trip to his hometown, I was expressing to my Norwegian friend Mike about my outrage about the amount of vice taxes in this country. Not only do they place high taxes on things like tobacco, but also on foods that are considered unhealthy.
Mm. It's coming down the pipe here.
Yeah, that we are well on our way to that in America. To give you an example, at the local mall in town that I'm in, that there's a fast food restaurant which offers a combo meal with a big greasy hamburger, some french fries, and a Coke for 99 Norwegian kroner, which equals out to about 15 U.S. dollars.
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
I thought fast food was expensive here in America. I mean, it's six bucks for a combo meal here. Says I had a fast food job in high school, so he's well aware that he can get the same thing in the States for $5 or $6. This is not the outrageous part, though. Once I was done going on about how I want the government out of my burger, Mike told me an even more disturbing fact. In an attempt to promote business for grocery stores, the government made it illegal for gas stations to serve both hamburgers and hot dogs. Why?
A volatile combination.
My best guess is that it's because the same grocery stores that you'd have to go to buy these hamburgers are usually the same ones that carry the government-controlled alcohol. You'll be happy to know that the market has a response to these hamburger regulations. They call it the roller burger. All it is hamburger meat shaped like a hot dog and put into a hot dog bun.
So, don't believe it.
So as long as you don't call it a hamburger and it doesn't look like a hamburger, then it's legal to sell. But if you've got a flat patty, then it's illegal in Norway.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that amazing? So he says technically this makes it a hot dog, and therefore the gas stations can once again offer both types of meats.
Well, it's probably easier for them to sell, too. I mean, you've seen the taquitos at 7-Eleven.
More coming back. Hour number two's on the way. We got Kate on hold. She wants to talk. Ladies first. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.